Thank you.
There you are, sir. Ready, Mr. President.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I want you to take that memo as soon as you can. You get in and call A. Pineberg and go over it with him on the reasons why we cannot act on that matter that he has there.
This is Harry, Mr. President. Is this?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the memo, is it?
On the school, the American school,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He is calling, wants to come down here, and I just got a murderous day, and he's been calling yesterday and today, and he thinks that we've got 30 days in Congress and ought to go ahead and act. I told him that we had pretty well, everybody had concluded it would be a very bad thing to do, and that we couldn't make a stand up, and I had read a memo from State, from you, and from Rostow, and so on and so forth.
Right.
And that I just thought the Congress would buck and rare, and I just couldn't get by with it. He apparently hadn't had any of that information conveyed to him. Whoever had been talking to him just kind of hadn't.
Sure has, because he and David Ginsburg and I met about 2 weeks ago, and I said that in my opinion they would have to be able to tell us that George Mahon, Otto Passman, Frank Bowe, Russell, and Ellender would go along with it. And they also...
Well, you know they won't, and
well,
unless
I mean,
they
I
don't
mean,
understand
told,
it, if they understand it, they won't.
Well, I told Ginsburg and Feldman, and Ginsburg and Feinberg this, and I thought that would kind of turn them off. And David said, well, we have our work cut out for us then, and then he walked out the door, so...
Well, I wouldn't imply that. I just tell them that because of the situation and stuff they quoted to me and their reports and the history of it, I think that otherwise they'll get a false impression and they'll get, Ginsburg will get somebody that he thinks is sympathetic and he'll come back in and ask us to act. I think I just tell him why we can't do it. Yes.
All right. Well, I'll be glad to.
And I'd tell him that you thought you'd done that because I just don't think we can be appropriating $35-40 million by stroke of the pen of our own for a purpose.
All right, sir. Sure do it.
Okay.
Right.